So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the issue of Aver Inish Dinil Nafshe and explained that B'makim Seda all agree that where he cannot recover his loss in Bezdin, he's not obligated to wait to present his claim before Bezdin, but rather he may take the action to prevent the loss. However, Shalai B'makim Seda Pligi, where he can recover it in Bezdin, there is a Machlekes. Rav Yehuda says, Loi Aver Inish Dinil Nafshe, he may not take an action because the Kivin Elekim Seda Lezel Kamei Dayana, since there will be no loss, he must present his claim before Bezdin. While Rav Nachman says, Aver Inish Dinil Nafshe, he may take action to prevent the loss because the Kivin Debedin Aver Leitar. Since his claim is justified, he does not need to go through the trouble of presenting his claim before Bezdin. The Gemara attempts several proofs, one from our Mishnah. If someone placed his jug in a public area and another person tripped over it and broke it, the second person is not liable. And Rav explained, the owner obstructed the entire Rishas Ram with barrels, which prevented anyone from getting through. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, time of the nitkal ba, he's only putter if he accidentally broke the kad, but if he purposely broke the kad, he is chayiv, even though he cannot get through because loy over inish dil nafshe. While according to Rav Nachman, afil the shavara putter, even if he purposely broke the kad, he is putter because of it inish dil nafshe. The Gemara questions Rav Nachman from a Mishnah Masechtas Baba Basra. Harish ha'isa derech harab meiveres b'teich sedehu, not lo v'nos lehem min hatzad. If there was a public path in the center of a private field, and the owner wanted to remove this path, and instead gave them another path at the side of the field, the exchange is not effective, and both paths now belong to the rab. The Gemara asks, if a person may take action to prevent a loss, why can't the owner remove their path from his field? He should stand there with a stick to prevent people from passing through. The Gemara offers three explanations. Rav Mesharshi says, "Benoislam derech akalosan." The Mishnah is a case in which the new one is a winding path. Therefore, he cannot take back the old path. Rava says, "Even if it was not a derech akalosan, however, gzeirah shemeyitlam derech akalosan." The Chum initiated that he cannot exchange the path out of concern that he might designate a winding path for the Ram. Rav Ashi says, "Kol menatzad derech akalosan." Who krev lezev ruchek lezev? Every path on the side is considered akalosan for those who live on the other side. Therefore, the exchange is not effective. But even so, shaloi lo higur, he cannot take back the new path either, because meitzer shechzikah b'ram also calculate. Once the public takes possession of something, it belongs to them, and he may not ruin it. Zak the Mishnah nishber kade b'shus harabim v'hochluk echad b'mayim oy shalokim b'charsus chayiv. If someone's jug broke in a public area and a person slipped on the water or is injured by the shards, the owner is liable. Regarding Hochluk Echad B'mayim, the Gemara cites a Machlekes Rav Shmuel. Rav holds, Leishonu Ela Shetinful Kelev B'mayim, Aval Hu Asmei Pater. The owner is chayiv only for clothing that was ruined by the water, but not for the person who was injured from his fall to the ground. Shmuel disagrees and holds vice versa. Adam chayiv Kelem B'turin. He is chayiv only for the person who was injured from his fall to the ground, but not for the Kelem that were ruined by the water. Rashi explains their Machlekes regarding Kelem as follows. The Mishnah is a case of B'loy Hifgres Meimav. He did not declare the spilled water ownerless. And Rav Shmuel disagree as to whether an item that is not hefker is considered a bar. Rav holds, kol takala shlev kira mishar lamanu. Only an obstacle that is hefker is considered a bar, but an obstacle that is not hefker is considered memayne hamazik, and falls under the category of shar. Therefore, tinfu kelev b'mayim chayef, because a person is chayef if memayne damages kelev. However, behifker meimav, if he did declare the water hefker, it became a bar, and kelev b'turin, because the person is potter if his bar damages kelim based on shor b'lei adam chamer b'lei kelim. While Shmuel holds, kol takala shalei hefkira mibar lamanu. All obstacles are considered a bar even if they are not hefker. Therefore, kelim b'turin, because the person is potter if his bar damages kelim. And the machlekes regarding adam is as follows. They both agree that the karka is considered a bar because it is hefker. And they disagree as to whether one is liable for a hezek that his bar caused through chavata impact. Rav holds who atzmei potter because bar shechayv lev tara lahav lev loy lechavatei. One is liable for bar only for damage caused by its foul air, but not for damage caused by its impact, as in our case. And although his mayim caused the person to slip, grama ba'alma avidle, it was an indirect cause for which he is potter. While Shmuel holds who atzmei chayiv because bar shechayv lev tara lahav lev v'kolshken lechavatei. One is liable even for damage caused by the impact of the bar. The Gemara proceeds to cite a relevant brisa. If an ox or a donkey with its utensils on it fell into a pit and were damaged, or if someone left his stone, knife, or package lying in a public area and it caused damage, the balabar is liable only for the animals and exempt for the kelim. From this ruling, it seems that avnei sekinim ma'aseh are considered a bar for which one is patur al kelim. The braisa then continues with an apparently contradictory ruling. Therefore, if someone's jug banged into the stone and broke, the bala evan is liable. From this ruling, it seems that avnei sekinim ma'aseh are considered memayne for which one is chayav al kelim. The Gemara answers, Rav mitarz l'tameh, v'shmul mitarz l'tameh. The braisa can be reconciled and explained according to both Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav, the reisha must be rewarded. Patur al kelim b'medim ma'murim kishefkira, avaloy efkirin chayev. He's exempt only if the avnei sekinim ma'aseh were declared hefker, and they are therefore considered bar, for which one is patur al kelim. However, if they were not declared hefker, they are considered shar, for which one is chayev al kelim. Lafika chitiach tzluchus be'evan chayev. While according to Shmuel, the reisha patur al kelim is understood simply because avnei sekinim ma'aseh are always considered bar, regardless whether they are hefker or not. And the sefer must be rewarded as follows. The Rebbe Yehuda, the mechayev al niske kelim bebar, according to Rebbe Yehuda, one is chayev al kelim, for damage caused by a bar, lafika chitiach tzluchus be'evan chayev. The Gemara proceeds to discuss Bryce's halacha of hitiach tzluchus be'evan chayev. Rav Elazar says, Leishana el shenitkal be'evan, v'nasha be'evan. The Bala Evan is liable only if the stone did both. The person stumbled over it, and the sluchas broke against it. However, nitkal be'karka, v'nasha be'evan, pater. The Bala Evan is, however, exempt if the person stumbled over the ground, and the sluchas then broke against the stone, because as Rashi explains, the karka garmaloi, the karka initiated the hezek. The Gemara explains, however, that this actually depends on the machlekes Rav Nosson Machacham later in Daf Nun Gimel, regarding a shur tam that shoved another shur into a bar and it died, and both the shur and bar caused the damage together. The Chacham hold each pays only half the damage, which is what he caused, while Rav Nosson holds that the shur tam pays a quarter of the damage, which is chatzi nezik, half the damage he caused, and the balabar pays 3/4 of the damage, because kol hecha deleka l'shtalumi mehai mishtala mehai. Whatever loss the nezik cannot recover from the bal hashur, the balabar must pay. Therefore, regarding nitkal bekarka benosha be'evan, in which both the karka and the evan caused the damage together, according to the chachamim, the bala evan is pater, even though the nizik cannot recover his loss from the karka, which is hefker. While Reb Nosson holds, the bala evan is chayiv, because the nizik cannot recover his loss from the karka.